Hey, all you arts-loving St. Petersburgers. It's Radio St. Pete's insider, Deb Carson. I've got a question for you today. What makes a place an arts destination? World-class museums? Popular musicians booked at top concert halls or arenas? Broadway and big-name theatrical shows staged at huge performing arts centers? Well, yes, certainly all those things make for a city's great art scene. But what about places other than New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, beyond? When we speak in beloved tones about our own burgeoning art scene here in the greater St. Pete area, what often comes to mind here? Places like the Dalí, Ruth Eckert Hall, the Strauss Center, Amelie Arena. All spectacular, to be sure. As well, we know, but are these the only places that make our arts destination here in St. Pete and environs? They surely add to it, perhaps even anchor it, but I'd argue no. These places aren't at the heart, or I could say at the roots of such a discussion, the reason we're an arts haven. Many credit our nascent art center's beginnings to the early 80s when the magnificent Vinoy Hotel was saved from the wrecking ball and rescued to become one of the first architectural gems that perhaps drove downtown St. Pete's arts and culture's renaissance. Others talk of the eagerly anticipated January 11, 2011 opening of the Salvador Dalí Museum as foundational to becoming a true city of arts. Still others say it was the intentionally renowned glass artist Dale Chihuly's choice of St. Petersburg as the home for his luminous collection. And with a huge hat tip here, of course, to Beth Morian for actually bringing that dream to fruition. There certainly were other extraordinary arts and cultural places and happenings that existed before those that I've already mentioned, as witnessed by the numerous other fine and well-established museums, performance venues, galleries, theaters, etc. But for so long, works of art and culture most often came to us, presented to us by touring artists and exhibitions more often than not from other locales. Where were the working artists here in this place, creating and populating our landscape, increasing our quality of life exponentially year after year? Okay, I'm paraphrasing, but wholeheartedly agree with a former colleague who says that what makes a real arts town is one that grows from the bottom up, by those artists who live and work in such a space and are able to thrive because they are supported by the community at every level. St. Pete has become known as such a place, but I want you to think even a little more broadly about our little slice of paradise today. So here's what I want to talk about. One amazing organization whose entire reason for being is, in their words, to provide support, connection, and opportunities to artists, organizations, and the public in order to grow and sustain Pinellas County as internationally recognized art and cultural destination. The organization I'm speaking of course, is Creative Pinellas, which defines its own moniker, Arts Uplifts Humanity, as uplifting art and artists all across Pinellas County. It is their reason for being, and make no mistake, their arms reach far and wide. Creative Pinellas is the official nonprofit arts agency for Pinellas County, and in partnership with the Pinellas Board of County Commissioners and Visit St. Pete Clearwater, supports arts and cultural programs for the benefit of all who live, work, and visit here. Creative Pinellas' mission commits to fostering and sustaining a vibrant, inclusive, and collaborative arts community and provides support, connection, and opportunities to artists, organizations, and the public to grow and sustain our area as an internationally recognized arts and cultural destination. If you don't know much about Creative Pinellas, you should. There are so many reasons you should, and today I'm going to give you a powerful one, and a fun one at that, so get out your calendars. It's an event, and one of many that underscores their mission and values. Here it is. The opening reception for Creative Pinellas' 8th Annual Emerging Artist Exhibition. That will take place on May 9th and run through July the 21st. Now take heed, all you art enthusiasts, and especially you collectors. It is here at this exhibition where you will discover the original work crafted by the next wave of 10 emerging artists, all of whom struck me this year particularly as being not just expert in one medium, but in multiple and hugely diverse media. And because I believe in the importance of identifying each artist by name, I want to introduce you to this year's grant awardees: David McCauley, Fran Failla, Thomas Sayers Ellis, Antonia Lewandowski, Tyler Gillespie, Harriet Monzon Aguirre, Gabby Rosa, Caitlin Crockett, Vanessa Kunto, and Lucy Westfall. Each year, up to 10 awardees are selected by a panel of artists, arts administrators, and community leaders. Those artists selected to receive $2,000 will also work with a mentor in the ongoing months to develop new artwork, which is then presented in their annual May exhibition, like the one that's coming on May 9th. Indeed, of the work you'll see from this year's crop of super talented emerging artists, Creative Pinellas even cautions, brace yourselves for an evening of extraordinary performances, interactive installations, captivating photography, zines, and so much more. Let me remind you once more that this exhibition runs from May the 9th through July the 21st. The opening reception takes place on Thursday, May 9th from 6 to 9, and although this event is free and open to the public, an RSVP is requested. Now, how do you do that? Well, to RSVP and to learn more about Creative Pinellas and the 2024 Emerging Artist Exhibition, please visit creativepinellas.org. And, by the way, if you've never been to Creative Pinellas, you're really missing out. Visiting there is a delight and a destination in and of itself. It is an artfully designed compound situated on a gorgeous campus that also includes the Florida Botanical Gardens and Heritage Village. All great. Creative Pinellas is located in Largo at 12211 Walsingham Road, just off Almerton Road. Until next time, thanks for spending time with me today. I'm Deb Carson, Radio St. Pete Insider.